With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a sixth grader was killed and five others wounded when a 17-year-old gunman opened fire on a Perry, Iowa school just before classes began after Christmas break. Mitch Mortved of the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said the gunman apparently had ideas of inflicting more damage.
Officers located during the search of the school an improvised explosive device. The state fire marshal and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms rendered the device safe. Numerous officers from multiple agencies were able to secure the school and verify no additional threats.
A law enforcement official says the suspect in the shooting Thursday in Perry, Iowa, has died. A spokesperson said three gunshot victims were taken by ambulance to a hospital in the state capital of Des Moines, about 40 miles southeast of Perry. A winter weather system moving through the U.S. is expected to wallop the East Coast this weekend with a mix of snow and freezing rain. Meteorologist Frank Pereira of the National Weather Service says it's too early to tell exactly what areas will get precipitation and how much.
We do know that an area of low pressure is forecast to develop near the Gulf Coast late Friday. And from there, it's expected to track northeast to the Delmarva Coast by early Saturday. Then it's expected to intensify and move further to the north, reaching New England before ejecting out into the Atlantic Ocean by Monday morning.
Major U.S. cities accustomed to white winters didn't receive much snow last year due to a lack of cold air. An armed unmanned surface vessel launched from the Houthi-controlled Yemen got within a couple of miles of U.S. Navy vessels in the Red Sea before detonating. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 10 points, the Nasdaq dropped 81. This is SRN News. A California school system is accused of promoting the LGBT agenda.
According to documents obtained by the Daily Wire, officials at Hayward Unified School District have given teachers a long list of instructional material designed to introduce homosexuality and transgenderism to students. One of the featured films is called Straight Laced, How Gender's Got Us All Tied Up. Here's a bit of the trailer.
I like to play with gender roles because it confuses people. I like it when a guy thinks that I'm a girl and then figures out that I'm not a girl. I love that.
I may be male and I may be straight, but I'm not completely rigid and narrow way of what you would call masculine.
I don't know where I stand in the whole manly versus, you know, feminine.
Other prescribed movies promote the use of puberty-blocking drugs for teenagers who want to live as the opposite sex.
The district is also targeting children in elementary schools. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed close following signals that the job market remains solid, though it may be a touch too strong. Treasury yields rose after reports indicated employers hired more people last month than expected and laid off fewer last week than forecast. That's good news for workers, but it could also weaken the main hope that's driven Wall Street's big recent rally, that the economy is cooling enough for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates sharply in 2024. The Dow gained 10 points today to finish at 37,440. The Nasdaq lost 82 to 14,510. The S&P 500 dropped 16 points to 46.88. New York oil fell 51 cents to $72.19 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.